thing I would say is this is a weekend for people to really just kind of, in some ways, it's a get back to the basics. Like, how can I pursue more of Christ in my life? Both, how do I live more deeply into my own faith? And then out of that, how do I share my faith more intentionally with those around me?
Welcome, everyone, to Renew Your Mind podcast number 188. With us today, we have some guests that we're really excited to share with you, but we also have a regular team. We have Senior Pastor Paul Gruenberg. We have Pastor Jeremy Tarrou. We have retired Pastor Barry Sweet. And we have our Youth and Family Director / Contemporary Band Leader, Jordan Kettlewell. And myself, Dana Hall, is the moderator. And we've invited the Awakening event. And we've invited Spirit and Truth. It's May 3rd through the 5th. It's Friday night, Saturday during the day, and then during the Sunday services. And we're super excited to introduce Matt, Maggie, and Emma, and I will let Matt kind of introduce the team and explain what's going to happen that weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are so excited to be with you all and just to get to spend the weekend with your church. I'm Matt Reynolds, and I lead the ministry Spirit and Truth, and Emma Winchester is on here, and she's the administrative coordinator for Spirit and Truth, and also part of our equipping team with preaching and prayer and all of that. And then Maggie Ulmer, who helps lead our equipping for churches as well as leading our podcasts. And so she's a part of the team that will be there that weekend as well. And really, I think the thing I would say is this is a weekend for people to really just kind of, in some ways, it's a get back to the basics. Like, how can I pursue more of Christ in my life? Both, how do I live more deeply into my own faith? And then out of that, how do I share my faith more intentionally with those around me? And so we're going to focus on things like learning to listen and respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about getting really intentional and serious about prayer in our lives. We're going to talk about how to share your faith and then practice some really kind of practical ways to do that with people that you come across in your everyday life, whether it's people you already know in your family or coworkers, or maybe just someone that you run into at the grocery store. We're just going to look at how is God equipping us to live as missionaries right where we're already planted. And so the whole weekend is really designed to help us, I guess, even more serious about our faith in Jesus and then to live on mission with him in our everyday lives.
To give our listeners kind of an idea of, tell us how you've gone around to other churches throughout the United States and what kind of impact have you seen in those churches in your travels? I think you travel, three out of four weekends or once a month?
Yeah, usually a couple times a month we're on the road. And yeah, it's been really interesting over the last number of years. Spirit and Truth has existed now for just 5.5, 6 years. And over that time, we've gotten to work with churches really all over the country. And it's really been a blessing. One, just to get to see the way that God is at work, especially, you know, we get to work with a lot of Methodist churches and get to see the way that the Lord is working in different parts of the country and different congregations. And, you know, we've been with small churches, rural churches, really big churches, urban churches, kind of across the board. And to see the way the Spirit is moving in all of those places has been really beautiful. And so, you know, I think the thing that I would say, the impact that we've seen most is just people's increased hunger to make Jesus the very center of their lives. We've seen a lot of transformation in people just who maybe, you know, they're going to church regularly and Jesus has always been sort of a part of their life, but maybe not the center of their life. And we've seen people really just dive in and their faith come alive in a really powerful way. And we've also seen people We hear testimonies so often of people who are feeling more courage to overcome their fears and talking about their faith with other people. I've heard just beautiful stories of people getting more intentional, sharing their faith with their grandkids or with coworkers, and the way that people are experiencing Christ through their witness because of that new boldness and really being able to overcome some of the fear barriers in their lives that have kind of held them back before. It's really fun. We often get a text from pastors sometimes, months later, like, you'll never believe what just happened. And they said this is because of how God moved in their life during the Spirit and Truth weekend, it's so rewarding to see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I would ask a question, maybe Maggie or Emma can answer. What would you recommend people do to prepare for the weekend as far as it could be their physical life, but I'm thinking more in terms of the spiritual life. What would you recommend people doing in the couple of weeks we have remaining before the conference?
I would say pray. That would be the number one thing that we always recommend to people, is to pray, whether it's individually or corporately. Pray that your own heart would be softened and sensitive to whatever the Lord wants to do, and we know that leading up to events like these, some people experience anxiety or just a little bit of nervousness, not really knowing how the Lord is going to move, what we're going to ask you to do, what we're going to ask you to share, all of that stuff. And we completely understand those nerves because you don't know us. But we are so excited for how the Lord has led us to be with you all. And so I would say, pray for your own heart to be at ease and at peace with Jesus, and just open to however he wants to move and talk to you and lead you and guide you. Because we trust that regardless if you follow any of our kind of recommendations of how to do things, we trust that he is the one that will ultimately lead you past this weekend. And so we aren't even looking for just like a high moment right now if it doesn't bear any fruit. And so really what we want and what we desire is that all of the people who come, that their hearts would be ready and just really like fertile ground for the Lord to just plant seeds that would bear eternal fruit in the kingdom. And so I think that pray is the best thing to prepare.
Well, I'm always a fan of the Psalms, especially in terms of preparation. Psalm 139 is a psalm that we go to quite a bit in this ministry, because because Emma's talking about, self-preparation is the place that we're able to, embrace the identity God is trying to offer us as child. Mm-hmm. So I would say Psalm 139 is a really good place to begin and meditate and just really take in the words that are spoken there as truth and as being applied to you personally, because of course scripture is meant for the shaping of the body, but it is also for the renewing and the formation of our minds. And so when we can come, especially to the new things, not new in the sense that they're new because we're inventing them, but the things that we have not yet received or embraced or approached of God, new to us, not new in existence. Especially when we are approaching those new things, we can be nervous. But if we know that we're secure in Christ as a child, we've got nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And so when you guys have done these awakening weekends at various churches, each church is, of course, different in what circumstance there is and that sort of thing. And while you offer kind of a general format for ministry, in what ways have you all seen the Lord show up in personalized ways for a given church body, based on where they're at and what they need at that particular time?
Actually, that's one of my very favorite things about what we get to do, is that we just noted this. We were in Georgia a few weeks ago, a month ago, and we just talked about this after that weekend, is that no matter how we've done this dozens of times, many, many times, and yet every church is so different because the Lord is so kind to just meet us right where we're at. And to, you know, the Spirit comes in ways that we need for our own growth and shaping. And so some people, you know, kind of need a boost to kind of kickstart. Hey, let's get going. Let's start walking this out. And the Spirit is faithful to do that. Some people need, you know, really the Spirit to come and bring healing, maybe from some past wounds, even things related to the church or to their own experience of God. In order, they need that healing to be able to go deeper and move forward in their walk with Christ. And the Lord is so faithful to do those kinds of things. And so even within the weekend, the Lord, you know, works uniquely in a given church because the context is different, the needs are different, and all of that. But within that church, he's so personal and he draws near to us so personally that we find that he meets individuals even in unique ways within a single church. And the testimonies that you hear from people can be really different about how God worked in that weekend. They all heard the same stuff. They were in the same services and same workshops. And yet the Lord is so good to just meet us in the ways that we need that, his work just kind of comes out in different ways in people's lives. And I think that's something that people can come in addition to prayer. You know, I would say just come with expectation, like believe. Part of our ministry is just we fundamentally believe that God is not just an idea. He's not just a concept, that he's personal and he still works in the world today, that all the stories that we read in Scripture, all of it, that he still moves. And so you can come with expectation that if we make space, we've seen it over and over. If we make space and we desire for him to work in our lives, he always shows up, always. And that's the way, you know, we can come with expectation that he'll do that in Gaylord, Michigan.
That just ties in perfectly with some sermons we've heard recently, the making the space. So have you had churches that specifically pray for what people are needed to attend? And I know that's kind of a goofy question, but, should we do a corporate prayer and pray for those that are thinking about it and maybe a little afraid or, oh, I don't have time to do it. So should we pray for those folks as well? I know the answer is yes, so maybe that's kind of...
Yeah, absolutely. Maggie, go ahead, Maggie.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I mean... We are praying ministry, so the answer is always prayer. And I know that sometimes, you know, it's like that joke, what's the answer in Sunday school? The answer is always Jesus. But I mean, one of the reasons we're so adamant about it is because it has just never not worked. So, I mean, one of the things we really trust is that God is a God of divine appointments and that the people who are going to be there are the people who need to be there, and that if you are following God, then there's no such thing as missing, you know, like there's always another moment. There's always another season. So I don't say that to let people off the hook. Cause I'm also like, don't let yourself off the hook. You know, Jesus has a lot for you, but it's totally understandable if people are nervous and apprehensive, and yes, do a corporate prayer. Yeah, totally. Corporately pray for nerves, anxiety, break that stuff off in the name of Jesus, because perfect love drives out fear. Our God is not a God of fear. Our God is not a God of, of, you know, anxiety. And he does not intend to, he is a sure foundation. Like there's really nothing to be afraid of. So I say, yes, do that. Invite people in from a place of discovery and curiosity, and I have great faith that everything will be great. Fine. Absolutely fine.
I want to add, just for folks that are considering coming, I will say probably one of the never fail comments that we get from people at churches on, like, especially on Sunday morning, is that after there's folks that, you know, life is busy and maybe they just didn't make it a priority, or you know, someone was coming from out of town and they wanted to make sure the house was good, whatever it is. Then they hear from some of their friends that came to the weekend and they're like, oh, I'm just kicking myself because I didn't come. You know, I just wish I would have made it a bigger priority and just carved out the time. And so knowing that some people are going to say that, you can just, if you're listening to this, just don't let that be you. And it'll be great, you know, just plan to be there, you know, rearrange your calendar if you need to. It's just a couple of days and it's worth it. You know, it's not just because it's not just our team. I'm just saying anytime when there's a unique opportunity to really set aside time to meet with God, you just need to do everything you can to make that a priority. And because that step of faith, even if it's just rearranging your calendar, is sort of it's a way to sort of take a step towards Jesus and then he meets you there. And so just don't be that one, be the one on Sunday that's like, oh, I'm just kicking myself. Just make plans now and then you won't have to worry about it.
Okay. Well said. what other questions so do you guys have?
I mean, I'm interested. How did you get started with this? I mean, this is a really beautiful ministry retreat weekend that sets aside time for helping people to, you know, when they set aside time to really find not find more of Jesus, but to know Jesus more intimately, the Holy Spirit, the Father. How did you guys get into this? I mean, I was at the Spirit and Truth conference that you guys held, was it last April with Kim Moss? And my wife and I just really, really enjoyed it and soaked in it. How did you guys get started there?
Well, I can share a little bit of how the ministry got started, and then Maggie and Emma can comment about how they became a part of it. But for me, it was really about the way it really started out of the ways the Lord was working in my own life. And I was pastoring a pretty big church, and everything was, you know, like we were doing all this stuff that you do at a church, and you know, things on the outside looked really good, but over time I just had this deep conviction that there was really more that Jesus was wanting to do. And so much of what we were doing as a church, I felt like could really just be manufactured with our own human effort. You know, we weren't really trusting God for anything beyond just planning the next nice program. And I was really just deeply convicted about that. And I had a really powerful encounter with the Lord at a conference myself back in 2016. And it just started me on this journey of just trusting God with things that I had never trusted him before. And over time, what I realized is that there's a lot of ways that the Spirit is stirring right now in his church, and people get glimpses of it in different pockets. But a lot of times, like people, pastors, for example, may go off to a conference and have a really powerful experience and say, man, the Lord is really stirring and calling people deeper. But now what do I do at my local church? And I wanted to try to take some of those experiences that I'd had and I'd seen others have and figure out how could we bring that sort of onto the turf of the local church, the local congregation, and actually pursue the Lord, you know, in that kind of special set aside time, but locally where the whole church can participate in, because you can't load up your entire church and take them to a conference in another state. That never works. And so how can we just create an opportunity to pursue these kind of things, but to do it as a whole church together? And that's kind of how this model started, of taking this training and practical teaching, and then also the experience of the worship and prayer and things, taking that into local churches rather than just creating events that people attend. And so we started doing that about 5 years ago, and just seeing the fruit of it and seeing the way the Lord blessed it, we just kept doing it and just kept going, and more and more churches keep seeing the benefit, and we've gotten to work with a lot of wonderful folks.
Cool. So,
Maggie, like to... anything you want to add to that?
Right.
Go for it, Emma.
I can just share how I was brought on to this team, just very briefly. So Matt was actually the pastor at Stillwater Church 2 years ago. Well, he was a pastor for longer than that, but 2 years ago, he was the pastor of Stillwater Church. And the Lord had just done a lot of healing in my own life. And I had encountered him really powerfully on a mission trip that was out of Stillwater. And after the mission trip, the Lord had called me and one of my friends to come to Stillwater and pray together frequently. And so I kind of ran into Matt that way, not really knowing him very well at all, but just seeing him in passing. And I had quit my job for about 6 months or so. And so the Lord had just really timed it up perfectly that by the time that I had crossed paths with Matt, he was looking for an administrative coordinator to come on the team. And although that's not necessarily my gift sets, the Lord just kind of just aligned it perfectly that I came on the team about 2 years ago. And or a little over, actually. And it's just been super formative for me. I've learned so much about the church in the past 2 years and about ministry and about preaching, teaching, prayer ministry, you know, like what it means to be a Christian, how to actually share your faith. And so as much as I'm on the team, I've also learned so much from being in this ministry. And so, yeah, that's kind of how I got here.
Thank you. Jeremy, did you, or Maggie, did you have anything to add to that? Okay. Jeremy, you had a question?
I did. Yeah. Thank you for that. That background's really helpful. And Matt, the way you kind of described just now the foundations of spirit and truth kind of brings a question for me to mind about when you hold an awakening weekend at a church, what do you see as lasting fruit and lasting impact beyond the weekend? Because I'll just share, we've had at our church kind of on a yearly basis, we'll have kind of a spiritual emphasis weekend. We'll usually invite a speaker or two. We've had some really good speakers, and I know this isn't structured like the ministry that you bring. It's probably more teaching and speaker oriented. But what I've noticed a lot of times is it's kind of like, wow, that weekend was really cool. We heard a lot of really good things. But then moving forward, I don't always notice a transformative impact on the church. It's kind of like we sort of move out of that weekend, still status quo. People might be saying, wow, that was really good. But I don't necessarily see a lasting change. Mm-hmm. So could you talk about what you've seen with your church as far as lasting, fruitful impact?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we are really serious about, which is a little bit different than your typical kind of event where you just show up and listen to a speaker, is that this weekend will be very interactive. So we're not just going to talk, we're going to actually practice a lot of things together. So when we talk about forms of listening to the Holy Spirit, then we're going to like actually practice that. We're going to practice praying together. We're going to practice sharing with other people. We're going to actually, practice, you know, some techniques of starting spiritual conversations with people outside the church and then how we can live into that. And I think that approach has been helpful in getting, helping people experience more lasting transformation, because it's not something that it's not just information that is being thrown at them. There, it's a weekend of like learning to try to start to live into some of these things yourself. And so I think that's helpful. I also would say it really is going to be fruitful in as much as people are willing to surrender to the things that the Lord is doing this weekend. You know, there, you know, in every church that we go to, there's going to be a certain portion of people who maybe treat it like another event, like, well, I did that, that's nice, you know, and go back. But there are always some people, because of this, the encounter that they have with the Lord himself, because of how they see him work, when they start to practice these things in prayer themselves, and they start to have some of these tools to utilize, who then it becomes more the first step towards a lifestyle of faith sharing or even spiritual disciplines in their own lives, maybe that they haven't had before. I know I've heard a number of testimonies like that of as the Lord captures their heart, they start reading their Bible more, they start praying more, and those things have a cumulative effect over time. And so so there's no foolproof way to guarantee lasting fruit. Our growth in Christ is always cumulative. It's a combination of the experiences and then the way that we respond to them.
That's right.
But we do everything we can in the way that we structure the weekend to sort of set people up for lasting change instead of just, you know, receiving a bunch of nice information that doesn't actually invite them to do anything with it, you know. And I don't mean to trivialize any other kind of approach. It's good for us to hear sound teaching because we trust that that's going to have a net impact on our lives over time. But the weekend is, this weekend will be different most likely than past experiences that people have had where they come and listen to a bunch of talks. It's not going to be just like that. And that the reason, your question is part of the reason that it's structured the way that it is.
Yeah.
What's really interesting to listen, Matt, the person who's there, who's like, you know, I've been a Christian for the last 40 years, they can gain something from it to the
absolutely.
Christian. And, you know, I've been coming to church for the last year, they can gain something from it. To the person who's not sure who Christ is, they can gain something from this.
Yes. Amen. I remember when you were saying that, there's this, I'm trying to think, I'll be honest, the different churches, sometimes I get confused on where I met different people because it's a lot of different places, but there's a sweet older saint that I remember standing up and sharing a testimony one on the Sunday morning after one of these weekends. And she had been a lifelong church member. She was in her 80s. And was that in a Texas church?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. And she shared really bluntly, honestly, it was a very honest confession that she shared with the whole church that Sunday morning after having experienced the weekend. And she just said, you know, I've always just gone to church and just done the same things over and over for decades. And I kind of just thought that was enough. But how I experienced God this weekend, I just realized, I'm kind of paraphrasing what she said, but I just realized there's so much more than what I've been experiencing with just going through the motions all these years, you know? And I was like, I mean, this, I can't remember. She was probably 82, 83, something like that. Had probably been in that local church, I don't remember what she said, 60 some years.
Long time.
Was it her entire, oh, was it her whole life since she was a baby? And it really, that testimony just stuck out to me because I thought, here's someone who has been, you know, she's been a faithful church member doing good things for a really long time. And yet the Lord still met her in a really powerful way. And her life was different because of that. You know, like we're never too seasoned or too new to receive from the Lord, and he wants to meet us. And when you really encounter his presence and you see him moving real time in front of you, you know, it can change things in ways that maybe you've never experienced before, even if you've been a part of the church for a really long time.
And that just bodes well for everyone who's listening today to, again, clear your calendar for the weekend to come expecting to be able to encounter God in a way that is on a level of kind of a corporate level as a church, but also as individuals. I mean, spirit mm-hmm. is a very personal spirit. God is a very personal God. And for us to anticipate God's movement in it and to be open to whatever God is wanting to do is key. And then to invite some other people along with you, drag them kicking and screaming if you need to, right?
But absolutely.
To draw some other people in with you who are spiritually minded. want to find Absolutely. Out. And we sometimes think because of how they look or the how they present themselves that they're really not interested in going deeper with God. That's just not true.
Well, thank you so much. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say one little note. You said something there that I thought was really good strategy for just folks that are listening. If you're planning to come to the weekend and you're like, you know, this, I need to be there. I need to see how God wants to meet me. Then you should call a couple of your friends from the church and say, hey, I'm going to this weekend. Why don't you come with me?
Yeah.
Because that is a powerful thing that you could offer to somebody else. Maybe they're not just going to sign up or show up themselves, but if they know they can come with a friend and you could be the catalyst for that to happen, that just that act itself may be an eternal investment in some one of your friends from church's lives, you know? And so that's just a great encouragement for folks that are listening.
Great. We are so thankful that you, took the time out from your really busy schedules to have this podcast with us. So thank you again to Matt, Maggie, and Emma from Spirit and Truth. We come to you from the Gaylord Methodist Church. And this Awakening Weekend will be May the 3rd, which is a Friday evening through Sunday the 5th. So Friday evening, Saturday during the day, and then Sunday during our 9 a.m. and our 10:45 services. So I'm not sure after listening to the podcast, you could say no. So, but thank you so much. If you have any questions about this weekend or just about our church, you can Google us, Gaylord Methodist Church. You can call the office at 989-732-5380. We would love to help you with anything. So thanks again, everybody. And, we hope to see everybody that weekend, May the 3rd through the 5th. Thanks, Spirit and Truth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.